Yeah, what Viv said about we need to stand up and tell people who these fascists are is absolutely right. Because on Monday, watching that live stream, I felt a sickness in my stomach that I remember that from 1993 in East London when Derek Beacon, a Nazi, got elected to the council there. By 1994, 8 months later, that bastard was gone. He lost his seat. And he did so not because people pandered to the so-called legitimate concerns of people who were following the fascists. He went because people stood up and said, these people are fascists. And what Viv and Ryan and other people said, that's what we've got to say about who these people are. That all those people who say, I've got legitimate concerns, have got to be made to understand that they are promoting and building fascism. And there's two ways we do that. One is calling out who they are. It is telling everyone that this, you start with this talk of freedom, you start with choice, and we end up at Auschwitz. That's the first way. And secondly, as soon as we can, we get on the streets, not to fight with them on equal numbers. We need to mobilize thousands and thousands and thousands. And that means carrying arguments in our union branches. Because John Tyndall, the leader of the National Front in the 70s in Britain, said this. He said, I believe our great marches with drums and flags and banners have a hypnotic effect on the public, an immense effect in solidifying the allegiance of our followers so that their enthusiasm can be sustained. They didn't feel like that in 1977 in Lewisham when they were bashed off the streets by 10,000 people. They didn't feel like that in 1993 when 60,000 of them smashed them off the streets in Southeast London. We have to do those two things, and there's an urgency to us doing that as soon as we can. It starts by not pandering and saying these people have got legitimate concerns. As the Health Workers Union said, they want to fight to overwhelm the health system. That's the way that we point out what they're about. And the way when we smash them on the streets is how we stop those sad individuals looking for politics and looking for fascists. That's how we break them from fascism.